Refresh your good vibes mit TikTok. Mit den richtigen Vibes wird...
Hey. Oh Mann!
Zu... Jetzt probieren. Die verschiedenen Tic-Tac-Sorten. Von minzig frisch bis fruchtig süß. Tic-Tac. Refresh your good vibes.
Bei Action gibt es immer extrem niedrige Preise. Diese Woche 50 Palazzo Kaffeebecher XL-Packung nur 5,77. Oder weiche Hotel Royal Handtücher nur 2,48. Angebote, die richtig glücklich machen. Für noch mehr extrem günstige Preise einfach in einer Action-Filiale vorbeischauen oder in der App stöbern. Action. Kleine Preise. Große Freude.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, big TV, those Grateful Dead shoes, and more fat jokes. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
Outside. Aww. I used to have another mule, but he died, yes, he died.
You English, mint your tractors, you'll surely all be damned. If you weren't so lazy, you'd go and hoe your land.
I'm going hoe your land.
Electric Amish.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Willie G is over there. Then on the big screen.
What did you say?
The gigantic screen. We have, I should explain this. It's in four quadrants.
Right.
Well, so you could just say quadrants.
quadrants? That,
four quadrants. Sort of
quad four.
You're correct.
Yeah.
I stand corrected.
This is NFL draft. We got our correspondents all over the country.
Yes, it's like the saying ATM machine, but I say that. Do you know why? Because I
want to. Say ass?
All right?
Yes.
All right.
I wouldn't say ass either.
It's in four parts, but here's the funny thing. I'm going to see if I can reproduce this. This happened yesterday when we were off the air. Christy, you stay right where you are.
Okay.
Pat, stand up.
Stand up?
Stand up. Up. Yes, stand up, Pat.
Oh, I like this.
And then that's it. A little higher, Pat. And then you become Christy's body. Oh, that's so funny. Oh, Pat, don't make that motion. That's disgusting.
It's not work.
Okay, there we go. And then we on the upper right, we have Willie. And then we have from her home, it's Jessica Alsman. Hi, Jessica.
Hello.
How are you? Now, Jessica, I know that you like to dress well. You always look nice. Your beautiful hair, your beautiful eyes, your nice teeth.
Nice teeth. He knows how to talk to ladies.
I don't know if you saw this.
Willie, you can only hope to be that adept at talking to
the... I hope that I grow up to be a big old creep.
Just like your dad.
Now, from the world of fashion this morning, we have this story. I am a longtime deadhead. I saw the Grateful Dead many times.
You like songs that don't end? You play Monopoly too, I bet.
Yeah.
No, I don't. The Grateful Dead, you may have heard this a month or two ago. They released deodorant. This is legit, not making this up. And now they've gotten together with Nike, and they have released, I guess a couple of them are already out. So a chick was talking about this, and I Googled them. I hadn't seen them before.
They're hard to describe, but once you see them, you'll never forget them.
They
never want to buy them.
These, for example, are very colorful, but about a third of the shoe is covered in what looks like fur.
Yeah, he mentioned that.
Like, oh, wow.
Like a quarter inch thick.
Fur accents is, I think, how they said it in the story.
Wouldn't that get really dirty?
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets dirty, gets hot, gets sweaty.
So it's like the average Dead fan, then.
Yeah. Yes.
I have some fur-lined Air Force Ones. They stay pretty clean.
What? Okay. I'm just saying, but they're very odd-looking. They're very distinctive. And then they've got the Grateful Dead logo. Do you call that the tongue? The middle thing? Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the top of that thing.
Okay, they're already up at secondary websites for $1,500.
No way.
People will buy them. Sneakerheads will get them. $1,500
a pair.
Well, you got to think of who are uniting here. Sneakerheads, who famously wait in line and resell shoes.
Sure.
And then deadheads, who do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, they do. It's
camp out too. The deadheads camp out all month there.
I think these shoes are kind of. I think they're cute. I think if a girl deadhead were wearing these, I would think it was really cute.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, those and nothing else. Right?
They're playful. Yes.
They also. It also says that there is a quote stash. A zippered stash pouch built into the shoe's tongue.
Yep, right there. You can see it.
So
this is too corporate. If you're going to buy something with a corporate stash pocket in it, do you guys get what I'm trying to say here?
Yeah, of course.
I know what you're saying.
It's sort of antithetical to the dead.
Exactly.
Yeah. Bobby Weir needs a new Chris Kraft. whatever. They're very odd looking though. You'll
look very young. Like they would skew to the very young.
These are for Coachella goers.
Yeah, are they Grateful Dead fans?
So now there's the Dead & Co, which is the Grateful Dead, but it's led by John Mayer. And a lot of young people go see. I was just going to say that I have what's probably one of the most common Grateful Dead stories there is that I went to a Dead show. I drank too many beers and then I tried to get tickets. So I ended up just standing outside the stadium trying to get tickets the whole time.
How'd you like the show? Well, I thought I heard some of it.
We had a great bit of audio, which I can't dig up right now.
Shoes are for festival goers with daddy's credit card.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
So how much are they on the secondary market already?
$1,500.
Jeez.
That's $750.
Okay, this article says the orange one is out there. The other two colors are being released on, what is today? On Friday.
Yeah, the yellow and green ones are the ones I saw. Yellow and like a
little. The orange doesn't look orange to me, but that I think my eyes are.
Okay.
I'm certain that on move-in day at the University of Colorado at Boulder, these are going to be all over the place.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
I wouldn't want to wear them to a concert because you'll get them dirty.
Yeah, but I think that I think these people have so much money that
they don't care
if their shoes during the concert.
Yeah, there are some rather well-off deadheads.
Yeah, let's just say the stash pocket is going to have their dad's Amex in it, probably.
Yeah,
they've got plenty of older fans. Hell, how old's Bobby Weir? 70?
Well,
I know, but they're not going to be wearing these tennis shoes. That's my point.
I call them Bobby.
No, they don't have Velcro.
Flippy floppies.
I'm surprised, honestly. Okay, Willie, you'll get this. Speaking of corporate,
maybe a bunch of us will get it.
Is Dean in there?
He is. Yeah.
Okay, hang on a second. Hard at work, Dean. Yeah. I'm going to talk to you on the secret.
He's real busy, but I don't know why you.
Last thing he wants to do is talk to you.
Yeah, do his job.
You'd think that we'd figure out a way to get it so I could see if he was in there, don't you?
I think he likes it better this way.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I know he likes it better this way.
You can see him?
Dean's hiding under his desk right now.
Oh, yeah, there's a window open, but it's the reflection and the lights. And
all I can see is Chick shopping for shoes in his computer in the reflection of the window.
No, hang on a second. Yeah, I am. I'm looking for...
Okay.
I'm looking for these Nike... Oh.
So they come in... what does it say? They come in orange, green...
Yellow.
And yellow. Why don't they come in... Anybody?
Gray?
A touch of gray? Don't you think?
Now, see, what is funny about this?
I didn't say it was funny, you jackass.
Informational.
No, he was just being witty.
I'm saying, why don't they make these and have the... Why don't they have the swoosh? The swoosh... Swoosh? What
swoosh.
Is that?
Swoosh.
Swoosh. It's an actress, swoosh. Right? Swoochy Kurtz.
Yes, yes.
Swoosh. They could have gray for the older people that might want to buy these.
I think the Touch of Gray line would be huge. That's a great song. One of the best videos ever made.
Oh.
With, like the skeletons?
With the skeletons? Oh, God, that was so cool.
Kind of fun, yeah.
Goodness.
Didn't the one skeleton
what was wrong with that? Too much fun?
Didn't the skeleton have a beard? That's funny.
It's the closest thing I've ever heard to no music.
This is their poppiest song, except for maybe, what, Truckin'?
Yeah, Chick, if you heard the live version of this, you'd be furious.
It took them, what, half a minute to write this?
They play it for an hour in concert, right?
Why not? That's what you go for. It's supposed to be fun.
It does kind of sound like the music in a Big Wheel commercial.
I don't want to encourage anyone, but it's music that is meant for being stoned. If you're not stoned, you're not going to like it.
Right.
I kind of like it. It's happy and,
Well.
It's upbeat.
On that note.
Yeah, I love it. I'm wrong.
So anyways, Jessica, and I blame you for this.
Why'd she do this?
She just got here. What are you talking about?
Remember when he didn't know what the word gaslighter meant?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So would you get those shoes
match the Bears, right? So they have green, yellow, orange to match the Bears. Are they going to do pink and purple?
Probably.
But if they're selling the way that sounds like they are, I guess there'll be a lot of these. So. Obviously the Dead and Co. tour had to be canceled. So.
Yeah, I went to go see them. They didn't even play Daughters. I was furious.
John Mayer song?
Yeah. That is genuinely my favorite John Mayer song.
Oh, that's brilliant.
It's great. It's good song.
Beautiful.
He's great. Okay, now.
You know, John Mayer likes to...
You want to hear about John Mayer?
No.
Thank you, Pat.
No.
Let's see.
He
where
really
we're
likes a girl.
Oh, can you do the story about the about what's going on in Italy right now?
Venice's gondolas have reduced their boat capacity due to overweight tourists. The limit on a gondola, Donolo.
I want you to know, everyone at home, if you don't have Buckle video... Up. Josh just put his head in his hands. He's resigned. He's given up.
Yeah, I'm sure he has.
He's a puddle of exasperation.
The limit on a gondola, Donolo, which offers tours of Venice's canals, has been reduced from 6 people to 5.
Has it?
The gondola da parade boats that are used to cross the Grand Canal have had their limits reduced from 14 to 12. Andrea Balbi, president of Venice's Gondoliers Association, says, quote, "It's true that compared to 10 or 15 years ago, tourists weigh a bit more. We don't have scales to weigh people, and so we reduce the number of passengers."
Well, Italy's partially responsible for this. I give you the never-ending pasta bowl at Olive Garden.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good stuff.
I think it's... fine. You've been on a gondola, Christine?
I have not. I've not been to Venice.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you like it? Did you like having some guy behind you sort of singing?
It was a little weird.
The gondola I prefer is what you take before you get to go skiing.
Yes.
Don't be too critical of the Italians because they did perfect the famous boat, the Donzi.
What's the Donzi?
Oh, sure.
Great speedboat. I'd much prefer being in a Donzi than being in a gondola.
The 25 versions before it weren't as good. The Don A, the Don B, the Don...
Oh, are we trying to set a record for the people who are enjoying this? We're down to six people who know what Donzi is and speedboats.
It's one of those boats that shows up on a lake that it has no business being
a
on.
Donzi?
Oh, yeah, just spreading trouble.
Yeah. Oh, don't you love it when you're on the beach and some guy goes by in a, like a 50-foot cigarette boat, yeah, just
like, what
burning
the hell
gas.
Are you doing?
Having fun. What's wrong with you guys?
Sending pontoons into the banks.
Yeah.
It's just a menace.
Kids crying. Mommy, help me. Yeah.
These are the same people.
These are the
Jessica, let me talk to you. We had a guy yesterday. He had the world record for water skiing on 11-foot stilts,
Criminy.
And they all didn't think it was cool.
Amazing.
Isn't that fun?
I cannot do it on my own two legs.
You're one of these guys, aren't you? You'll get in a Donzi and you'll go 80, you know, no wake zone and just ruin everyone's lunch.
Oh, yeah.
they're trying to.
I wouldn't go 80 in a no wake zone.
He is so.
But I must say, the no wake zones, they're usually a little too far.
My
rule on the no wake zone is as soon as you can, you can barely read the sign if you turn the other way, then you gun it.
No, Josh, you have no idea. He's playing a character. Right now. When we go through a no wake zone, he won't even let you. Can barely idle the engine with my dad in a no wake zone.
Well,
you couldn't
good.
Even paddle a boat. He
good.
Wants no, to go
I'm
so
very,
slow.
Very respectful.
Yeah, good.
Because there's sailboats there. They don't want to eat your wake. But
it's about time.
Should we play that song? Don't play the ferryman.
Oh, no, please don't.
No, let's just say act like we did.
Okay.
Yeah, that was really something, wasn't it?
Okay.
I think that's a song we all agree none of us care for.
Oh, I agree.
Hate it.
Pat, do you have a tribute by chance to the gondolas having to reduce their passengers in Italy, in Venice?
Because we were talking about 10 minutes ago. Yes, I do.
That's why I set it up again, Pat.
A little shot from your buddy.
Well, are we going to, I believe, is it going to be you singing?
No, we're going live to Venice, Josh.
Oh, nice.
I'll talk to the singing gondola driver. His name is... Well, let's just introduce him. We got the camera hooked up. Infecto Quarantino. Here he is.
Yay!
Here he is.
Infecto.
Hey, everybody. Ciao.
Oh, it's good to see you. My gosh. It looks like you're not 100 yards from us.
Yeah. Hey, Infecto, could you maybe get a beret for a little authenticity? One of those broad striped shirts?
Yes.
I'm going to sing for you now.
Oh, please.
All right. Are you much too fat for a gondola? Way too big for my boat? I can only take the five of you with a six. We ain't gonna float. Maybe just one dish of pasta, just a slice of tasty stromboli. You tourists should maybe take it a gun and leave a duck cannoli. All right, if this gondola were to sink, I would be forced to sing underwater. It would sound something like this. All right. Oh, solo mio. You five and make six. Maybe try a piece of fish next time. And don't touch the breadsticks. Arrivederci, everybody.
Bye, Infecto.
Oh.
Well done.
Thank you, Infecto. Infecto Quarantino.
That's my favorite.
The last of the strangers allowed on the show for now. So you got to be careful on the gondolas.
Don't look at him.
I'm not looking at him. I'm deliberately not looking at you.
He's trying to take a shot.
He has never restrained himself
so much.
I'm just saying, we live in a world now, for example, you've seen Hamilton now.
I have not.
It's great.
Yeah.
When they cast things, a part of the magic is they don't take into account certain ethnic or racial qualities of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, the next big thing is they're also going to not be so sexist. Men will play women will play men, people of whatever stripe they are.
Hmm.
And in the forthcoming 2021 Broadway production of The Poseidon Adventure, Josh Arnold will take on the role of Shelley Winters.
Oh my gosh!
If that she was quite a hero in that film.
Yes, she was.
I know she
best part
swam
of the movie.
Underwater.
Yeah,
I believe
drowned.
Eventually drowned.
Heart attack. Yeah.
That was maybe the most Tom moment ever on this show. Our extremely long setup to end in a fat joke.
Are you kidding?
Can you imagine a stage production of Poseidon Adventure
with women playing the men? It's going to happen.
Yep.
Eventually, it will be illegal to have anything to do with the actual quality of the person. It'll just be a randomizer. You spin the wheel. Okay, the 4-foot woman will be playing the basketball player from the NBA.
Josh, he wanted to call you fat so bad he had to bring Hamilton into it.
Well, it's got ham in it.
And a ton.
Well, that's fun. funny.
Well, we're full circle.
I'm so, so fat. Nobody's fatter than me. Nobody's fatter than me. All I do, I eat and jerk it and jerk it.
You guys can't see Josh.
My family's worried. My doctor's concerned.
I'll die. My family's worried. Tom doesn't care. He's hurtful.
Yeah.
I'm eventually going to break a world record for pallbearers.
Now, you know, that's actually, you talk about how the people have gotten too fat for the gondolas.
Yeah.
There's a big run on extra large caskets.
Man, yeah, that's, how did that escape our news chunk?
Oh, well, yeah. Because it has to do with the pandemic.
I thought it was too grim.
More pine.
Huh? Now, here we have... oh, that'd be a great T-shirt.
More pine.
Hey, you see the guy at the buffet with the more pine T-shirt? Well, that guy, that is really.
That's boring. It for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet, host of the number one podcast, Insight with Chris Van Vliet. On the show, I sit down with the biggest names in pro wrestling, sports, film, and beyond. These are real, long-form conversations that go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with people like John Cena, The Undertaker, Cody Rhodes, and more. We talk mindset, motivation, and what it takes to succeed. This is Insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.